honestly, is it bad that I feel, like, extremely guilty that Johnny isn't getting the first caller segment?
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Who are they exactly?
I'm sorry. I'm going to just last question I'll take. And I'm really going to be in trouble.
And I have another meeting for real.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
Who are the people hitting the flippers on the walkaway Joe pinball machine? Most of Biden's cabinet is essentially just as useless as bumbling Joe.
Have any Americans gotten out since that last flight?
I don't have data to provide on that front.
But there are some notable exceptions. Is it Obama's former Ebola White House response coordinator and Fannie Mae and asbestos lobbyist, now White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain?
Any effort to end our military presence in Afghanistan was going to be filled with heartbreaking...
American Journal. All right, welcome to American Journal. We may have some technical issues here. We're scrambling like madmen in the background trying to figure out exactly what's going on. We'll bring you the rest of that video when we can. It's called Who Are They by John Bound. You can find that at band.video on Infowars.com. I wonder if I haven't seen that video yet, so I was excited to see who they were. I wonder if he included the video that I found yesterday and actually didn't play, but if we can go back into yesterday's show folder, we actually have a little video of Barack Obama explaining that it is in fact him manipulating Joe Biden from the shadows like a puppet master. He admits that is his ultimate dream, and it's very accurate. It's very apt to the video that you just saw. Who is controlling Biden's strings? And we'll find the video. It's literally Obama. Back when he was president, they're like, would you want a third term? And he's like, ideally, the best thing would be if I could just be in the shadows and have a puppet out there that I just pull the strings on. He literally says that. So I wonder if that's where that video was going. Yeah, he thinks we forgot about it. How long is this? Do we have time? I think it's a little too long.
And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where... I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, you'd be fine with that. Yeah, you'd be fine with that. Yeah. Funny joke, Obama. Very funny joke you just made there. Totally funny, not serious, not revealing joke that you made there. He basically admitted it. Tim.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Our apologies for that first segment. Looks like we had a minor malfunction in the control room. It's just like Star Wars in here. It's just like droids going off and lasers being fired. It's all a little bit chaotic, but sorry about that. I think we got all the kinks worked out now. Crew scrambling behind the scenes. And it's all right. We've 9 months, you get 30 seconds of dead air. 30 seconds of dead air in 9 months, I think, is a pretty good track record so far. We have a lot of videos to show you today, and we'll get to those. But really a ton of stuff to talk about. And we'll be doing our first sort of experimental thing we've never done before, regular caller Clown Car from New York City. It turns out has a massive and very interesting backstory in terms of what he's done in his life and the path he's taken. So we're actually going to do a extended caller interview where we're going to have Clown Car on for 30 minutes, tell his story, explain what it's like being an info warrior in New York City for the past 20 plus years. Very exciting stuff, and very excited to speak to him and really get enough time to get into who he is. It'll be very exciting, and it's something special that we're starting out today, this special Friday. Let's begin this Friday, as we do every day ever, with your Daily Dispatch. Welcome back, folks. Here's your Daily Dispatch for Friday, September 3rd, 2021. The American Medical Association calls for immediate end the use of ivermectin for COVID-19. The confusion around ivermectin continues to just spiral out of control. It's utterly baffling. Remember, and we've covered this extensively, ivermectin is on the World Health Organization's list of essential medicines. It has been prescribed hundreds of thousands of times a year for the past 40 years. It is the people that made it got a Nobel Prize for it. It's been called a miracle drug when it was first introduced, and as the years went by and more uses were found for it, it's completely safe when taken as directed, and is a human medicine and has been for longer than I've been alive. But for some reason, now it's a horse dewormer only, and if you take it, you're a dumb conspiracy theorist. And now the doctors are getting in on this too, apparently, as the American Medical Association is calling for the immediate end for the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19 and for doctors to stop prescribing it for that purpose amid a spike in the use of the drug. Ivermectin, often used as a deworming agent in animals and sometimes for humans, is not approved to treat COVID-19 and has not been shown to work for that purpose. Poison control centers have recorded a fivefold increase in calls related to ivermectin, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Gee, I wonder if this order will cause less or more calls to poison control. Can anybody guess? Can anybody guess what's going to happen when you take a medicine that, again, has been prescribed even prophylactically for people that have no symptoms or, you know, don't have any sickness, but you just take it just in case because, well, there's no harm in taking it. I wonder if you stop doctors from prescribing the human version for humans with instructions and directions, I wonder if people will just stop taking it or if they'll find alternative routes of acquiring it and won't have the instructions and it won't be for humans, so they won't get the doses right. I wonder if this will cause more or less calls to poison control. Everything they do is an inversion of what they should do. Report, trans woman who sparked the We Spa debate, which is an interesting way to put this, sparked the We Spa debate. Okay, no, the man that went into the woman's section of a spa to expose himself to young children, and then the people who were protesting this were attacked. That's what had, there was no debate about this. It's not a discussion that we're having. Is it right that grown men go into women's bathrooms and purposefully expose themselves to children? Let's discuss this. Okay, the trans woman who sparked the national nationwide debate. Turns out she's a registered, he is a registered sex offender facing charges. That's right, he's facing separate charges and under investigation by the LAPD, and apparently there was a criminal complaint filed in this case. The original controversy came to attention when a woman posted a video of herself confronting spa staff over the incident. Remember, that was when she was like, hey, there's a man in the woman's section exposing his genitals to my six-year-old. And then she was attacked by the other people at the spa. Then the other people at the spa were like, what the hell is wrong with you? You're a terrible person. Amazing. Amazing stuff. So, yeah, apparently this guy just – his name's Darren Agee Marriager. Apparently he was partially erect in the woman's section of the Wii Spa because, well, he is a serial exposer of himself to underage girls, and that's what he gets off on, or as we call it in the modern day, social justice. This is social justice. Good job. Ford's U.S. sales declined 33% in August as chip shortage devastates the auto industry. Again, this is how we're just seeing the domino effect of the enforced lockdown around the world. Totally unnatural, totally not a natural consequence of the coronavirus, but strictly and solely the responsibility of the people who were imposing these extreme lockdowns. And I wanted to include this one in particular. Well, we talked about yesterday with Ford, Toyota rolling back their production 40%, Ford's sales down 33%, which is an unbelievably massive number. 33%, one of the largest car companies in the history of the world, down 33%, down a third. I mean, that's wild. So these are the reverberating ripple effect of the lockdown. So now, you know, 33% less cars being sold, 33% less money being made, 33% less people working and making money through Ford and then spending their money on other things. It's just who knows what downstream effects this will continue to have, but we'll continue to monitor it as people in charge of, you know, preventing and fixing stuff like this seem to be the very ones perpetrating it. Bit of a pickle we find ourselves in. Oh, here's a scoop. Oh, this is a scoop, guys. Hey, Human Events came up with a scoop. Oh, brand new. Breaking news here. Nobody's heard of this. Fort Dix, New Jersey base commander, issues order to not photograph or video any Afghan refugee resettlement process on base. This by Jack Posobiec. Again, first word in this headline is scoop, which is interesting considering that here on American Journal, we took multiple calls on August 25th about this very topic. So interesting how you can get a scoop a week after InfoWars gets it, but there it is. And of course, it wasn't us. It was you. So thank you to the InfoWars audience for giving us that scoop a week ago. Looks like the rest of the alternative news is just now catching up. Australia. Oh, dear God, Australia, what is happening to you? This is some of the most insane stuff I've ever seen, and we have like four stories from Australia in the Daily Dispatch today. Australia could force citizens to report their location on demand via government tracking app. The government of South Australia is running a trial for a system that could eventually force citizens to take a photo of themselves via a government app to report their location on demand within 15 minutes of authorities requesting it or face police investigation. Yeah, literally, they're going to force install an app on your phone, and then it will contact random people or contact people at random, asking them to provide proof of their location within 15 minutes. Quote, we don't tell them how often or when. It's on a random basis, and they have to reply within 15 minutes. Amazing, isn't it? For the flu, remember, for the flu, and we have some more information on that with the latest infection fatality rates coming out, and they're even lower than we thought, like 0.1% for healthy people. So it's that risk, 0.1% of people who get the disease actually die from it. And so I've been factoring in, you know, the likelihood that you'll actually get the disease. But it's that minute, minuscule, vanishingly small chance of death that has caused Australia to now implement a program where they'll force install an app on your phone, and at their will and at their own whim, the government will text you, say, send us a picture immediately of wherever you are. You have to take a picture of yourself and then send it to them, or they will arrest you. That's where we are now. And that's just the latest. They're building new concentration camps in Australia and rolling out a whole litany of other just absurd and overreaching laws, and we'll get into it. But that one might be the most egregious, and we'll read you exactly what the statute says on the other side. Stay with us, folks. This is American Journal. You're watching the Daily Dispatch. I'm telling you, Australia is damn near a lost cause at this point. I have a video that I'll show you amongst many videos today of what it looks like to be in one of these quarantine camps as they literally sit like at their doorstep like a dog waiting to be delivered food. And it's all vegetarian. They won't give them meat. It's insane.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action. And there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for quote compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's 3-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's blast through this Daily Dispatch here. In an article titled Australia Traded Away Too Much Liberty from the Atlantic, which is actually different. The original title I saw was, Is Australia a Liberal Democracy Anymore? Which is a great question, the answer of which is no. But it details this app. It says, people in South Australia will be forced to download an app that combines facial recognition and geolocation. The state will text them at random times, and thereafter they will have 15 minutes to take a picture of their face in a location where they're supposed to be. Should they fail, the local police department will be sent to follow up in person. Quote, we don't tell them how often or when on a random basis. They have to reply within 15 minutes, Premier Stephen Marshall explained. I think every Australian should feel pretty proud that we're the national pilot for this home base quarantine app. Are you proud? Are you not? Well, you have to go to jail then, I guess. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happening in Australia. Of course, we covered this as well when we had Evelyn Ray on earlier this week, but now that the rest of the alternative media is caught up, we'll cover it again. Australia, unprecedented surveillance bill rushed through Parliament in 24 hours. Australian police can now hack your devices, collect, add, or delete your data, take over your social media accounts, all without a judge's warrant. All without a judge's warrant. Unbelievable. They passed this bill within 24 hours. No debate, no discussion, no considerations about, you know, where this could go or what Pandora's box you were opening. Just 24 hours, pass it through. You don't even need a judge's, supervision on this. So literally the police now can just go in, hack all your stuff, get your emails, send emails as you, post things as you, change the password on your social media account. And when they're asked to say why they would do this, they don't even have to justify it because the judge didn't have to sign off on it. So they didn't have to justify it in the first place. They're just allowed to do this. Meanwhile, a dedicated regional quarantine facility will be built at Wellcamp Airport near Toowoomba as we contend with the dangerous Delta variant. So this is the at least the third dedicated quarantine facility, a.k.a. concentration camp, being built in Australia. Because it'll just be a little bit longer now, guys, just a little bit longer, but we are building permanent housing to keep you in. And again, we'll show you videos of what it's like to be fed like a dog while you're there. Unbelievable. Texas abortion clinic terminated 67 pregnancies in just 17 hours as women raced to get the procedure. Whole Woman's Health in Fort Worth, Texas performed 67 abortions in just 17 hours before the new abortion restrictions went into place. New restrictions open any woman who received an abortion 6 weeks removed from her last menstruation to a $10,000 lawsuit from anyone in America. So that'll be fun. We'll talk a lot about this entire thing a little bit later. Really, the whole thing is just like, we didn't even really ban abortion. We really didn't. You'll see. We'll get into it. But it's just like 6 week pause where like people can sue if they want. Like nobody's going to sue. It's all for show. But of course, it's got everybody riled up. And we'll talk about it extensively in this program. Governments must pay $800,000 in legal fees to church for COVID-19 overreach. California officials agreed to pay $800,000 in prevailing parties attorneys fees to a popular Christian megachurch in Los Angeles after state and federal courts in California issued permanent injunctions barring government officials there from ever again imposing discriminatory restrictions on houses of worship. So there you go. They've learned your lesson. They've been charged $800,000 of your money. Well, there you go. There you go. Hey, all they did was shut down a church. All they did was deny people, religious freedom. What's so bad about that? Meanwhile, in COVID news, and we'll get into this as well. We were supposed to get into it yesterday, but got a little bit sidetracked with a compelling phone call, which hopefully we'll hear some follow-up on that as well. But we'll cover this extensively. Colorado high school students perform mass walkout in protest of mask mandates, chant no more masks. We'll show you that video, talk a little bit more about how this is happening across the country and how there's a wonderful and great legitimate grassroots youth movement that will actually make a difference, and it's wonderful to see. Let's go to a video now. Here is Joe Biden yesterday talking about how he visited the Tree of Life Synagogue after the massacre there. Here's President Joe Biden.
It is so sad.
It was, I remember spending time at, going to the you know, the Tree of Life synagogues.
There he was, you know, the what you call it, the, who do you say, the synagogue, Tree of Life synagogue. Well, unfortunately, the Tree of Life synagogue disputes Biden's claims that he visited after the massacre. On Thursday, he told Jewish leaders that he spent time at the Tree of Life synagogue in Pittsburgh after the October 18th mass murder of 11 people there. But the synagogue just told the Post that he never visited. Well, that's a very normal thing to lie about, Joe Biden. Very weird and creepy. But again, you know, this is the world that we live in where he's just like, I'll just say whatever and nobody will care. And the media is like, we got your back, Joe. The Sacklers, who made billions of dollars from OxyContin, win immunity from opioid lawsuits. That's right. Members of the Sackler family, who are at the center of the nation's deadly opioid crisis and won sweeping immunity from opioid lawsuits linked to their privately owned company, Purdue Pharma, and its OxyContin medication. I know we covered this yesterday, but I think it's worth it again to just discuss the fact that the billionaires who have caused hundreds of thousands of unnecessary deaths here in America are not going to suffer any consequences whatsoever. And I think we should mention that. According to the Taliban, quote, China is our main partner. A Taliban spokesperson has praised Beijing as a main partner and financer as the group moves to build a national governance and develop Afghanistan's economy, saying, quote, China is our main partner and represents for us a fundamental and extraordinary opportunity because it is willing to invest and rebuild our country. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? I wonder if they had to spend $2 trillion over 20 years or if they just waltzed in after we left the door open for them. Amazing. Border agents slam Biden for securing Tajikistan's border while U.S. border is in crisis. Quote, it's a slap in the face. It's just the latest. Oh, just the latest, guys. You can just picture the embodiment of Border Patrol has just been savagely beaten. Like, he's literally, like, they're forcing him to go find the weapon he can bring back. And they're just beating him to death. And, like, at the end, there's a little extra slap in the face with Tajikistan. But, yeah, you poor, poor Border Patrol people that are literally just working as doormen of the country at this point and getting shot for the privilege. Joe Biden's decision to help secure Tajikistan's border with Afghanistan has infuriated those on the front lines of the U.S. border crisis who say that America's own southern border still isn't secure. Well, if he's securing the border in the way that he secured the American border, then that means he's literally invading Tajikistan with Afghans. So I don't know. Maybe that's going on. Maybe not. House Republicans demand full unedited transcript from Biden-Ghani phone call. Group of House Republicans sent a Thursday letter to President Joe Biden demanding a full unedited transcript from his phone call with then-Afghan President Ghani when he reportedly encouraged him to convince the world that his government was holding its own against the Taliban. Yes, when he tried to convince Ghani to lie and mislead the entire world. So Joe Biden saved a little face. Hey, so what if a couple thousand Americans had to be left behind and a couple dozen soldiers killed? Joe Biden had to look good. I mean, that's, I think, at the end of the day, what really matters. Of course, it's just so pathetic. It's everything Republicans do is just so pathetic, isn't it? And then the reaction is just insane. It's just like, yeah, we sent a letter to Joe Biden asking him very nicely to please give us incriminating stuff. Well, yeah, I'm sure he's very eager to comply with this. I'm sure he'll live completely up to the standards that were set under President Trump. I'm sure we'll have whistleblowers and we'll get the full call transcript and we'll get the recording. Of course not. They're going to say no. Go F yourself. And Mitch McConnell announced yesterday they're not going to impeach him. Why would they even care? Like, you already announced that you're not going to do anything about it because you're weak cowards.
Two URLs that I hope you'll write down, I hope you'll save, and I hope you'll visit. One is swanbitcoin.com/Alex, where you get $10 free of Bitcoin. They are the highest rated service for folks that want to be above board when they invest in Bitcoin. Swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And then for you great listeners and viewers that want to support the InfoWar in this critical fight, Infowars.com/crypto. You can donate Bitcoin there and a whole bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well, and then we will use it in the fight against the globalists. So, Infowars.com/crypto if you want to support the InfoWar and want to take us to the next level. Your support is critical. The globalists aren't going to back down until we defeat them, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com/crypto or swanbitcoin.com/Alex to get involved. Thank you, and God bless. Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues with the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Around the world, the general public has woken up to the fact that this isn't a left or right issue. This is a global corporate Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, Great Reset takeover. This is a technocracy. But very few leaders, Orban, Bolsonaro, and just a few others, are addressing it for what it is to their people. A foreign, anti-human, anti-family, anti-God takeover of the very biological system of humans. This is a corporate takeover of our bodies, of ourselves, with the world ID, the medical tracking system that will be tied to the carbon taxes. It's all been announced. It is a dystopic nightmare, and humanity is starting to organize, but our leaders aren't. We need Senator Paul and Senator Hawley and others that have shown some understanding of this, and Senator Cruz, to organize against this foreign multinational corporate takeover through big pharma, big banks, and big tech, or we have no hope. In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. It does not stop. It doesn't stop. You know, we're going to start off this Friday broadcast having sort of truncated the Daily Dispatch a little bit. We'll get into all the stories a little bit later, but I'm going to start off with some uplifting videos. I'm going to start off with some inspiring videos. videos that really got my blood flowing this morning, seeing this. Really inspiring to see people once again standing up against the tyrannical orders of these petty authorities in the school board or city councils. We've got several videos, and in fact, they're getting posted constantly now. I literally just found a new one. I was thinking maybe I'll wait to do this later so I can have all four, but I think we'll just be able to get to three of these videos right now. We'll play the fourth a little bit later. Here's the first one. It's a man warning about communism, and I believe this was in response to the Project Veritas video of the Antifa teacher talking about how he had 180 days to brainwash and indoctrinate children into being socialist, bragging about this and bragging about, you know, humiliating and shaming the children under his care who disagree with him intellectually. I believe that's what this is in response to. And the conclusion of that story, I'm still a little bit confused on. Yesterday, there were a lot of people saying, oh, he's been fired, he's been fired. And then the headline is like, Antifa teacher reportedly to be fired. And it's like, So he hasn't been fired, and he's reportedly to be fired. Like, he might be fired in the future. So I still think he has a job at this school district, as far as I can tell. And the parents are not so happy about it. Here's clip number 7. A father in the school district warning about the communism that's being taught to his children.
My name is David Aria. I live here in the community, and I was shocked when I saw this on the news. I don't even hardly know what to say. Teaching communism in the public school system is complete. It's evil. It's nonsense, okay? I've been to the former Soviet Union 7 times. I know what they do over there. I've worked with communist refugees for 40 years, since I was 12 years old. I know what it means when an entire family is blown to pieces and killed, okay? That's where this is going. This is evil. It's darkness. It is hell. And these are criminals for abusing our children. In this crime, okay? They need to be gone. All these people are criminals, and you need to treat them like criminals. All the principal, the vice principal, and the board has to go. I've heard that there's 2 other teachers teaching this. That's evil. There are 3 teachers. That's evil. Little innocent children sitting here that I see, I look in their faces. They are pure innocents, pure love. And these evil people are putting stuff into them.
Yep.
Okay, this has got to stop. And all of you people out there, you men, ex-military, ex-law enforcement, current law enforcement, I'm ex-law enforcement, you need to be on the front line every day.
It gets cut off there. Some of these videos are they sort of cut off like right at the very end, but I guess it's because time limits or technical things. But these are the best versions of the videos I can find. So if somebody has a longer version, wants to send them to me, I'd love to play them. But unbelievably powerful stuff. And I love when he, so here you go. 108 days placed on. Oh, he's placed on leave. Okay. All right. Well, he's placed on leave. So there you go. You're still paying his salary. He's just not actively indoctrinating your children to hate you. So there, you know, it's a win-win situation, I guess. But I love when he's like, I look into these kids' eyes and I see innocence. And it's just like, you're one of 2 people. You either look in a child's eyes and you see innocence and you think, I want to preserve this. This is wonderful and precious and must be protected. Or you look in their eyes, you see innocence, and you think, this I can manipulate. This I can meld into a agent of my will. This makes them easy prey for me to shape their minds. And this is the conflict is between these 2 people. It's between the parents who see the innocence and want to preserve and protect it, and the teachers who see the innocence and want to exploit and pervert it. And just, I mean, they literally say it. They literally say it. Here's a woman from Florida with a powerful invective against these tyrannical orders. Clip number 10.
It is so sad. Pro-maskers are touting death rates in hospitals as excuses to mask kids. Have they looked into what's really causing these deaths? Hospital protocols.
Listen to the cheers. It's amazing.
Infusions in hospitals, ivermectin, HCQ, why? Because it's not accepted by the National Institute of Health. Why? These drugs have been around for years and have been used worldwide. Why won't they use them? Here's the key. Follow the money. Big ladies, what we need to do, okay? And it's cheap. Ivermectin is cheap. Why doesn't it work? Wink, wink. Follow me now. Agencies like the CDC and the FDA do not work for the American taxpayers. They are non-profit corporations that work for companies, politicians, and individuals like Bill Gates. For years, ethic complaints have been lodged against these agencies for the cozy relationships between them and the companies they are supposed to regulate. Regulate. Let's think about that. FDA commissioners sit on Pfizer's board. And they're telling us it's a revolving door of Washington cronyism. And you expect us to follow their corrupt marching orders? Really? The CDC has plans from 2019 detailing concentration camps. They call it shielding. It's on their website. Look it up. It details how to break up families. Would you support that too? How about mandatory vaccines for school children? Because Dr. Fakey just recommended that this week. Are you going to vote yes on that too? When does it end? When it ends, when tyranny becomes law and rebellion becomes duty. Patriot, First Lady Abigail Adams, we are determined to form in a rebellion and will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice. I add that we will not be bound by any law that is corrupt and pose serious harm to our children, because the only thing for the triumph of...
You know where she was going with that. The only thing needed for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Amazing. Just truly wonderful, wonderful, true InfoWars activism. It's like finally people are waking up. They realize how bad this is. It's been going on for 40 years. We could have stood up at any point. I guess now in the final hour, people are finally understanding the true risk that we're under, the true fate that we find ourselves consigned to, and people are waking up and fighting back, and it is truly wonderful to see. Our final video here is a man saying, I choose not to comply to mask mandates like I've chosen not to comply to racism. Clip number 13.
Hey, because if you're not going to provide for my children, don't tell my children what to do. You're not welcome in my home. You don't get to come in my house and tell and dictate what our children can and cannot do. Now, listen, I'm not against the mask. If a person says, take my freedoms, God bless America. They got the right to give up their freedoms. So if you want to give it up, give it up. But don't touch me and mine. You know, we hate racism so much that you all even went against your own guidelines. And for equality, you know. Equality, because in your heart, you know, racism is wrong. So you guys went against your own standards and decided to put a plan together over equality. Well, you know what? I say the equality is let people make their own decisions. I'm not even asking. Matter of fact, opt out? We can just choose not to comply altogether.
Your time is up. Please wrap it up.
Not to comply to the mask, just like I chose not to comply with racism.
Brilliant. It's literally as simple as that. You don't have a right to tell me how to raise my kids. You don't have a right to put a mask on me. You can enslave yourself. You can be a slave if that's the choice that you make. We refuse, and we'll fight for that refusal.
It's always critical, it's always vital, it's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of health to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you and hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders, because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You with that diaper on your face, if he farted right now, could you smell it? That's how stupid this is. We're all playing games here with people's lives, and I'm sick of it. I represent all these hardworking guys that couldn't be here today to take off work to put up with this BS that you guys are putting down. And there's hell coming. There's hell coming, and I'm not doing it to threaten anybody. But there's a lot of good guys out there ready to do bad things soon. Watch what's coming. These mandates are against the Nuremberg Codes. The first one states voluntary informed consent. Are you a Nazi? What is it? They send my dad off to Vietnam and fight for the country, but you're going to tell him to wear a mask?
Sir,
I appreciate the fact that I can't control myself. There's a lot of other guys that control myself, that can't control themselves.
Talk to me.
That's why they're not here right now.
Somebody.
I have nothing else to say. Do what's right. There's a lot of bad things coming.
Distant clapping and
that's
cheering.
That's all the in-person public comment. We do have 11 current Zoom hands raised.
You love to see it, don't you? Don't you love to see it? What do you say there? Bad things are coming because a bunch of good people are ready to do bad things. That's really all it takes. You know, I tweeted out yesterday, evil overwhelms our world because good people have been convinced that being good is to be weak. So all these just nice, wonderful, hardworking, decent people have been convinced that if you want to be good, if you want to, you know, be a good human being, you just have to be weak. You have to never assert yourself. You have to never say what you think. If what you think hurts somebody else's feelings, you have to shut up. But if your feelings get hurt, you also have to shut up. We don't care about your feelings. So all these good people are weak. All the strong people who don't care about being seen as good understand that you still have to be strong. So they're just imposing their will constantly. So everywhere from, you know, Afghanistan and China to here in America, it's just the most evil people are just running roughshod over all the good people who are just sitting politely and letting it happen. And hopefully, God willing, that stage is at an end. People are understanding, Now, there's nothing wrong about standing up for goodness. There's nothing wrong about taking measures to ensure innocence and freedom and goodness from these despicable psychopathic enslavers that have taken control of the levers of power. Amazing stuff, and it's truly wonderful to see. Folks, believe it or not, we're getting new viewers every day. We're getting new subscribers every day. We're getting new converts every day. How else can you say it? And it's amazing, and it's wonderful to see. And people right now are looking around, seeing that everything is wrong, seeing that everything is messed up, seeing that everything is going to hell in a handbasket, and they're asking why. And the good news is InfoWars has been here for well over 20 years telling you exactly why, telling you long before it ever happened what would happen and why. And it's important that we continue to do this work, and you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the best way you can possibly support this media outlet as we continue to expand and grow and build and prepare ourselves, just like we hope our info warriors out there are preparing themselves for what comes next. Because there's no sign that any of this is slowing down, except for the people standing up and pushing back against it. But you hear every single one of those videos. How do they all end? They all end with just like, sir, your time is up, moving on. Did you know the people sitting behind the camera, people sitting on the dais, they're just enduring this. They're not listening to these people. They're not actually changing their mind. They see these people, who I see as just like heroic, like bringing a tear to my eye, champions standing up for goodness and righteousness and bringing all the fury of the human spirit to bear against tyrannical weirdos. Wonderful, glorious awakening is what I see. What they see is a bunch of ignorant rabble shouting at them for a few minutes before they make the decision they were going to make anyway. And that's what's going on. So you know none of this is slowing down. You know the economy will continue to crash. It'll probably crash the dollar. They'll continue to spend just inordinate amounts of money and driving us deeper into debt, eventually crashing the dollar, eventually laying the groundwork for a worldwide digital currency that they're already forcing people in various countries to download the apps that connected to your biometric information and your geolocation. So they'll have just a total, literal mark of the beast control system implemented, and that's certainly what's coming. So we need to be prepared for that. Most importantly, we need to be aware of it, and you can support our attempts at waking up the world by going to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a great way to support us, and it's a great way to maintain your own health by getting the best quality supplements, the best possible ingredients, the highest possible levels, at the lowest possible prices. And what more could you want? And best of all, you're not giving your money to a globalist combine that's actively, openly trying to enslave you. So, hey, isn't that nice? Isn't that something that maybe you'd want to support every once in a while? Maybe that's something that is a benefit for all of humanity. Maybe it's not just, I said converts, and it's like, do you realize how many millions of dollars gets paid to people who sell, like, holy water? It's literally just tap water. Or just, like, send us your money and God will reward you with $10 million. People just send them money, and it's just like, tell you what. Nothing we do here at InfoWars are empty promises. Nothing we do here are prophecies of glory in your future without telling you how we're doing the work to bring about that future. So, I mean, You can spend your money with Walmart and Starbucks, and you can have your hard-earned cash go towards funding your own enslavement and the Great Reset and abortion and all this other horrific crap that we're seeing around the world. Or you can spend it with people who literally all day, every day, do everything we can to ferret out and counter the machinations of the elite as they manipulate human affairs from the shadows. I don't know. So it's up to you. It's not you're just like, hey, support us because America. It's like, how about we have launched a missile into the enemy's forces? We have devastated the battlefield before they were even on it because we knew what was coming and we helped people get prepared. And so now as we, see people wake up to this, it's even more important than ever that we're here to hopefully provide a soft landing as they are, ejected from the zeppelin of misinformation, as they find themselves suddenly hurtling, free-falling towards the earth, wondering, wait, everything I believe is false? Wait, all of the people I trusted despise me and are actively working against me. And that can be a tough landing, I'll tell you what. But the good news is, here at InfoWars, yes, we will tell you what's going on. Yes, we will tell you the reality of the situation. We're not going to hide it from you. We're not going to, you know, paint a pretty picture of something that doesn't exist. We're going to tell you that we're in dire straits here. But the good news is that all of this machination, all of this manipulation, all of this enslavement is illusion, and you can break through it. You know, like that classic horse of the chair that's – or the horse that's been tied to the plastic chair. It's all in your mind. Like, he doesn't leave. He stands there. He thinks he's chained to the ground. It's a little plastic, flimsy chair, and he's a horse. He can leave whenever he wants. That's humanity. That's the good news, is that literally we are Gulliver on the beach with just these little Lilliputian gremlins scrambling all over us, and it's just a matter of our decision. It's just a matter of our will. There's nothing they can do to stop us. We want to stand up. We want to take back this country. If we want to reassert the value and the righteousness of freedom and liberty and self-determination and ownership and property and the freedom to fail as well as the freedom to succeed, if we want to stand up for that, if we want to stop the encroachment of the impermanent life where you own nothing, you have no privacy, you are just a cog in a machine, an ant in an anthill, if we want to reverse that entire process, it's just a matter of will. It's just a matter of standing up. And oftentimes that matter of will is simply a matter of numbers. People can understand what's wrong. They can understand that they're being lied to, and they can understand what they need to do to fight back. But if they're alone, how likely it is that they do it. But when they're fortified and armored by the millions of Americans that agree with them and the truth that they know in their hearts, right, you can see something go, I don't know why that's wrong, but I think it's wrong. Once we here at InfoWars can provide you and go, look, here's how it's wrong. Look, here's how they plan this. Look, here's what they intend. Here's what they talk about in their own papers. Then how easy is it to stand up? I mean, how easy is it to stand up to evil? It's the easiest thing in the world. It almost doesn't matter what the cost is, because at the end of the day, you know that what you're doing is priceless, beyond compare. So we thank you so much for everybody that does support us, gives us the information that we get, and also helps to, you know, the sheer physical reality of what it takes to manifest this sort of operation, from the cameras to the buildings to the store itself. It takes a lot of work, but it's good work, and we thank you so much for helping us to do it. We'll be right back.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Second hour has begun. Very happy that you're here with us today. Still to come, we're going to talk about the school walkout that, of course, I've teased since yesterday. We also actually have some pretty good news about the threat of imprisonment in the case of our caller yesterday, but at least being somehow punished for refusing to get the vaccine in the military. We'll bring you that story. There's actually been a bill passed to require honorable discharges for everybody that refuses the vaccine, which would ideally prevent some of the more punitive measures being carried out against our military men and women who refuse to take an experimental shot for no particular reason. It's really incredible. A lot of news still to cover today, but I want to go to this video. It's Tucker Carlson on people being charged for faking vaccine cards. And, you know, he makes a really good point when he compares it to the way illegal aliens are treated in their fake documents. But he makes a number of other rather salient points. So I'm going to let Tucker Carlson take over here for the rest of the segment. Tucker Carlson on people being charged for faking vaccine cards. Here it is.
Well, the Biden administration is currently allowing hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals to enter this country illegally from all over the world. We have no idea who most of these people are. It's possible we never will know. Illegal migrants routinely steal Social Security numbers to qualify for jobs, and no one in authority does a thing about this. When was the last time you heard the feds arrested a bunch of illegals for fake documents in a workplace raid? You don't hear it. It doesn't happen. It happens about as often as they check your ID at the polls in New York, which is to say just about never. So with that in mind, it was interesting to see this week's big announcement from the District Attorney of New York City, Cyrus Vance. Vance has just charged 13 Americans with felonies for buying fake vaccination cards. Several of the suspects, according to prosecutors, were healthcare workers who've been told by the state they'll be fired unless they get the shot. So politicians telling doctors and nurses what medicine to take. That's exactly what they told us they were against for decades. Again, these are healthcare workers. They know the science of COVID far better than politicians, governors, prosecutors. So in good conscience, they've risked their careers to preserve their right to bodily autonomy, and now they're in jail for that. Now, these arrests will be used to justify digital health passports for the entire American population. That is true. Save this tape. In fact, Cyrus Vance has already enlisted big tech to help root out the disobedient in New York. Quote, we need companies like Facebook to take action to prevent the fraud happening on their platform, Vance said. Making, selling, and purchasing forged vaccination cards are serious crimes with serious public safety consequences. End quote. Except that's a lie. Buying a fake vaccination card is not a, quote, serious crime. It's not even close to a serious crime. Buying a fake vaccination card is an act of desperation by decent law-abiding Americans who have been forced into a corner by tyrants. You know what's a serious crime? Forcing Americans to take drugs they don't need or want. That's a very serious crime. And let's hope in the end someone is punished for it severely.
Puts it in a pretty interesting perspective, doesn't it? They're calling it a serious crime to print out a vaccine card so you can still, you know, keep your job without having to subject yourself to a medical procedure that you don't want, while they are actually breaking international law that has been in place for 70 years, the Nuremberg Code, the punishment for which is death. So very serious crime to force medical procedures on people who refuse them. Like, that is an actual very serious crime. But this is, again, just sort of a theme that we come across time and time again as we cover stories here in American Journal: anarcho-tyranny. In other words, things that aren't crimes are punished with the full weight of the state. Things that are crimes, things that have actually gone through the process, have actually been passed through the legislature, have actually been signed by an executive, are just ignored, flaunted, clouded entirely, I should say. What about this? 9 days after the Supreme Court ordered the Biden administration to restart the Remain in Mexico program. No information is available on new enrollees, and border agents are saying the program hasn't yet been reinstated. Big surprise, right? Pass a law, get ignored by Democrats. That's just how it goes.
I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body, and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And, of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. This special Friday cavalcade of stupidity, lies, deceit. It's just wild, isn't it? Just going through, once again, the headlines from the Daily Dispatch. It's just like our president's making up stories about going to grieve at a synagogue where a mass murder took place, a billionaire family that are singularly responsible for the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans, the actual collapse of the birth rate in America with white Americans, actually the number of them going down for the first time in the history of this country, and the utter devastation of entire swaths of this nation through the opioid epidemic. Scot-free. They get off scot-free. And it's just, what else? What else are we doing wrong? And why is this happening? And it really is just an issue of weakness. It really is just an issue of cowardliness. And the weaponization of shame is a lot of it. So what we have in this country is shame without honor, right? Shame is supposed to be a corollary to honor, and honor is supposed to be this sort of societal control mechanism that exists outside of a superior authority, right? Nobody controls your honor. You control your honor, and the people around you control your honor. But the people around you don't have any honor and are just shaming you for political purposes. And it's just, you know, the great perversion. Maybe that's what we should call all of this, just the great perversion. That's what's happening in this world. It's not because I don't think there's a particularly, there's like more evil people now and less good people now than there were in the past. There's more good people now. I think there's probably a smaller number of evil people now. The problem is the good people literally been convinced to be weak, to be cowardly, to be manipulatable, to be fools and suckers. That's all that's happened. It's just weakness, just all-pervading weakness. And a part of that is tolerance, right? You're not supposed to be tolerant of evil things. You're not supposed to be tolerant of failure. You're not supposed to be tolerant of, evil or weakness or any of that sort of stuff. And I talked about it with, you know, watching the Olympics and hearing the announcers just be so – they're just so disappointed that these scores aren't higher. And it's just like I always thought the whole, like, everybody gets participation trophies, and that's horrible. I always thought that was a little overblown, but I see it now. My eyes have been opened now. That when you just endlessly coddle and endlessly indulge, you're not helping that person. You're not preparing that person for the real world. Because out there in the real world are a bunch of powerful scumbags looking to tear you down. You need to be strong. You need to be able to balance strength with goodness. And the way that we do that is by having a firm foundation. And the place we find that is, in many cases, religion or some sort of spiritual, extratemporal, ethereal font. So I want to play a clip now. This is an Orthodox priest, and I'm honestly not sure if his, I think his name is Mari Emanuel. But the video, if you want to find it on YouTube, is called Stop Enslaving People, Orthodox Bishop on Lockdown and Restrictions. So here is this Orthodox bishop telling the Christians of the world, please, just stop being cowards. Here it is.
If you think you are a Christian politician and you know very well what is happening is nothing but deliberate evil action by the secret societies, yet you are going ahead with it and you are endorsing it and you are implementing it and you are forcing it. You are bringing more force, police force, army, to make sure that these areas adhere to the lockdowns, then you are a traitor and you are Judas Iscariot, because you've sold your master Jesus. You've sold him. And if you think that in the position that you are occupying, you cannot do anything because there are so much force that is forcing you to do what you need to do, and you look around and you say, I can't change nothing, I can't stop nothing, I will accept that you are a true Christian if you resign from that position. The day that comes a human being enslaves another human being for his own personal selfish intentions and benefits, that day does not exist in the eyes of the Almighty God. Does not exist. Selfish leaders, selfish generation, selfish 21st century, selfish, you will destroy yourself by yourself. What does it benefit a man if he gains the whole world, yet at the end loses himself? So what, you're a prime minister? So what, you're a president? So what, you're a king? So what, you're a church leader? Stop enslaving people. And enough lies. Enough lockdowns. This is slavery. And enough so-called corona. It can be treated quiet, easily, with proven medications. Let Bill Gates jab himself with it. Let George Soros jab himself with it. Enough stupidity. Enough. Shame on such generation. Shame. Is there still conscience living in people? Is there? Is there somebody that has a conscience, or have you all killed it? I want the Prime Minister and the Premier of New South Wales to hear this. This is a message to both of you. There are families calling me, so stressed, so sad. They are concerned, but they have no choice because their employer says, if you do not get the jab, you cannot go back to your work. You will lose your job. They are afraid of losing their job because this is the only way to make their family live and survive. Are you heartless? Are you human? So they don't want to take the jab, but they have no choice. If they don't take it, the employer will sack him. Listen, if any human being wishes to take that jab, so be it, but do not force it on people. Governments were put on earth by God, Jesus Christ, in order to protect and preserve my rights, not to impose evil actions against me. In the name of, we are concerned about your safety. Listen, don't be. I'm happy the way I am. Can you please leave me alone? Go and live your life and let me live my life the way Jesus wants me to live it. Stop forcing people to take vaccination because of safety measures. Get a life. Is there anyone among you to be a man to stand up and speak the truth, even if it takes them to be kicked out? Is there? Are you all cowards? Has money blinded you? I feel sorry for you. I honestly do. This is a message to the Australian government. This is a message to every church leader. Woe unto you when you choose to be the older brother, not the younger one. Woe unto you.
Powerful, powerful denouncement of Big Brother. That was an Assyrian bishop. Another speech about the exaggerated COVID-19 lockdowns in New South Wales and the rest of Australia. Mari Emanuel, the Bishop of Christ and the Good Shepherd Church, Wakeley, Sydney. So there you go. That priest is actually from Sydney and having to live under some of these lockdown orders. Literally every church should sound like that. Literally every pulpit should be pounded on in the way that man is pounding on that pulpit as he denounces George Soros and Bill Gates and this human slavery that they're going along with.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90%+ of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened.
they had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. We'll be having a special extended caller segment in the third hour. I'll go ahead and give out the phone number now if you want to call in. In the meantime, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. I want to know what you think the biggest story of the week is, because it's like, you know, I'm not sure. There's different feeds for different ways that you're receiving this video. So if you're on band.video, you might get different commercial breaks than if you're listening on the radio, especially if they're local commercials, that sort of stuff. But one of the commercials I heard in my ear, one of the breaks, which is – it's interesting because it's like people complain about our commercials. Half the time they're literally not commercials. They're just like reports and things. And so this is, you know, that report of Alex talking about how this Capitol rioter – so-called, has been sent to prison for watching a conspiracy video. It's just like, fuck, I mean, that's got to be the biggest story of the week. And it's like, oh, by the way, the Taliban says that China is funding their operation. Okay, all right, maybe that's the biggest story. Oh, by the way, the Sacklers, the opioid pushers, they got off scot-free. Well, that seems like a pretty big story as well. Oh, by the way, Israel, the highest vaccinated large country in the world, has the highest rate of infection. Hey, maybe that's the biggest story. It's just like, insane. It's just insane. What, you know, I just look over at my Australia stack. Maybe Australia is the biggest story of the week as they descend into tyrannical nightmare. It's just wild. So I want to know what you think the biggest story of the last week is, considering there are so many wonderful contenders for that particular award. By the way, you know, last probably 4 weekends in a row, I've seen just unbelievably massive protests everywhere from L.A. to New York to U.K. to Germany to the Netherlands to, I mean, it's just massive anti-vax protests across the entire world. Looks like they're getting started a little early this weekend, as about an hour ago, anti-vaxxers were getting feisty as they tried to storm the U.K. Medicines Regulators building. That tweet from Politics is All, Politics for All. There's a video of people in the UK actually trying to force their way into this this building. Anti-vaxxers there. Pretty crazy brawl going on there. That happened about an hour ago. So this weekend should be a feisty one. This is one of the greatest. Again, it's just like, I'm actually feeling pretty white-pilled today because, like, I'm getting a lot of people contact me and saying, I just woke up. I just learned about this. I was wondering about ivermectin. I searched it and, you know, I can't believe what's going on. Why are they saying this stuff? Like, they are pushing too far. They are going too hard and people are recognizing it and standing up and pushing back against it. So it's good to see. At the same time, there's a dichotomy of the other side of the coin, which is where the mainstream media is now just lying about things that you can see with your own eyes, just openly, blatantly, and without irony. It's truly amazing. How's this for a fact check? Daniel Funke on Twitter. I don't know if that's a fake name or not. New fact check. A viral video makes it look like President Biden checked his watch during a ceremony honoring U.S. service members killed in Kabul. But that's misleading. Yeah, you didn't see that with your own eyes. Remember that video of him checking his watch? That didn't exist. No, it didn't, according to this guy. Can you imagine writing this? Nope, that's not him looking at his watch. Definitely not during a ceremony. No, he's just holding his hand to his heart. But it's not a ceremony. This is not in the middle of a ceremony. And sure, so he looks at his watch. But he's not looking at his watch. It's misleading. It's lacking context. Fumke goes on to say, the way Biden honored the 11 caskets presented at Dover Air Force Base on Sunday was similar to how Trump paid respects to fallen service members during his pregnancy. It's like, but Trump. It's like, no, Trump would never do this. Say what you want about Trump. The man knew how to respect the soldiers, okay? The man knew how to serve his role as the ceremonial leader of this country. Say whatever else you want about him. If you know, the role of president is an empty shell of a man who's used as a puppet, Trump would have done great. He would have done great if he was in Biden's role. Says Biden checked his watch, but he did so after the ceremony had ended. Now, I don't know if you realize this. When you hold your hand to the heart and listen to the national anthem, that's the end of the ceremony, not the beginning. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking is that, gosh, it sure looks like it's the beginning of the ceremony, but it's not, because the USA Today says it's not. He didn't look at his watch because the USA Today says he didn't. Oh, what's this? Correction and clarifications. This story was updated September 2nd to note that Biden checked his watch multiple times at the dignified transfer event, including during the ceremony himself. The rating on this claim has been changed from partly false to missing context. They're still claiming it's not true. So there you go. Biden looks at his watch, the mainstream news fact checks that, and then they fact check the fact check to say, oh, yeah, he actually was looking at his watch. Okay, oh, sorry, we were lying to you. Sorry, we thought you were dumber than I guess you are. Our fault on that. But it's still missing context. It's still missing context. The context is he was bored and wanted to know what time it was. The context was our president is a jackass. That's the context that I guess it's missing. It's like, yeah, he did check his watch during the dignified transfer funeral ceremony of the people whose his orders got killed. But you have to understand that that's just him. Like, the missing context is he's a horrible person. So once you understand that, everything else kind of falls into place. Okay. Like, he's just his soul is rotten. So once you understand that context, him looking at his watch, actually not that bad of a deal. Actually not that bad of a deal. Amazing. Fact check, Joe Biden did not look at his watch. Fact check, the sky is red. It's unbelievable what they try to get away with. So blatant, they have to actually go in and clarify it. So again, let's just – I'm sorry. I know I should move on. This isn't that, but it's kind of emblematic, isn't it? It's kind of what you would expect. It's kind of worth reveling in. So the fact check is that the new viral photo looks like Biden checked his watch, but that's misleading. Okay, so the fact check is he did not check his watch. Okay, correction, he did check his watch. Okay, multiple times. Fact check, Joe Biden never checked his watch. Correction, he did quite a few times. Then they're just like, if you don't trust the media, you're a right-wing extremist. You are a right-wing extremist if you don't trust us completely and totally with your very health. If you don't trust the media to the extent that you will blindly receive whatever inoculation they put in front of you, then you are a domestic terrorist. You are a danger. You will have your rights curtailed, if not eliminated entirely. By the way, yes is no, no is yes, up is down. Did I say yes? I meant no. Did I say left? I meant right. Sorry, correction, everything we told you in the above article is false, so we're changing it from misleading to missing context. Hope that clears things up for you, folks. Thank you, USA Today, for your stalwart journalistic activity and just confusing and baffling regular Americans as they try to make sense of this world. And the eyes through which they perceive the goings-on are in the heads of psychopathic morons who have no respect for the people they serve. Hey, kind of like Biden.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, The factory could only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last, until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. Two URLs that I hope you'll write down, I hope you'll save, and I hope you'll visit. One is swanbitcoin.com/Alex, where you get $10 free of Bitcoin. They are the highest rated service for folks that want to be above board when they invest in Bitcoin. Swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And then for you great listeners and viewers that want to support the InfoWar in this critical fight, Infowars.com/crypto. You can donate Bitcoin there and a whole bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well, and then we will use it in the fight against the globalists. So Infowars.com/crypto if you want to support the InfoWar and want to take us to the next level. Your support is critical. The globalists aren't going to back down until we defeat them, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com/crypto or swanbitcoin.com/Alex to get involved. Thank you, and God bless.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vasovix, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to American Journal. We've got some COVID information here for you. It's recently been released and is rather informative. A new meta study on infection fatality rate by age across 14 countries and 23 seroprevalence studies has come back with these results. For the ages 0 through 19, your chance of dying from infection of COVID is 0.0027%. 0.0027% chance of death for the ages 0 through 19. For the ages 20 through 29, that increases to 0.014%. 30 through 39, you have 0.031% chance of fatality. For 40 through 49, you have a 0.082%. For 50 through 59, you have a 0.27%. And for 60 through 69, you have a 0.59%. So from the ages 0 through 70, the highest percentage chance you could possibly have for dying once you've been infected with COVID is in the age 60 and above. You have just over half of a percentage. Just over half of a percentage point. The infection fatality rate in community-dwelling elderly and elderly overall was 2.4 and 5.5%. So there you go. High, moderately high rates of death for the elderly, those over 70 and living in communities with other elderly people. You get all the way up to 5.5%. But before you hit the age of 80, the highest you're looking at is 0.59% chance of death. Just some information. Just so we can remember what all of this is about, all of the masking and all of the vaccines and all of the mandates and all of the lockdowns and the track and trace and the biometrics and the take a picture, you're arrested. All of this is predicated on something, especially the masks for children, injections for children. It's predicated on something for which they have a 99.9973% chance of surviving. That's a greater chance of surviving than, like, driving to the store, right? It's a greater chance of surviving than being outside during the rain and being struck by lightning or dipping your toe in the ocean and being eaten by a shark. Vanishingly small fatality rates. Vanishingly small. But probably, I'm willing to say, so small, I would say every single measure that's been taken for COVID is more deadly, especially for children, than COVID itself. I'm willing to bet that. I'm willing to bet, you know, 5 years from now, we'll see the deaths as a consequence of the vaccine. Even now, maybe the vaccine deaths are higher. It's impossible to know because we literally don't have the stats and they're being hidden from us because this is the world that we live in where, you know, scientific realities are ignored and demonized and hidden from you if they don't conform to the narrative. The narrative is all of this stuff is absolutely necessary, and if you don't do it, you're killing grandma. If the reality is that's not true, they hide that, right? And they also hide the effects of the shot. But, like, the shot, I think, has probably killed more people. The lockdown, potentially going to kill more people, especially, like, I think it probably already has in the third world, you know, that the downstream effects of the lockdown and the economic shutdown. But especially the mental health and children. I mean, we've seen suicide rates skyrocket. We've seen childhood obesity totally skyrocket. I mean, all of these things have very, very dangerous effects. Probably more dangerous than COVID itself. Here's a chart about Israel confirmed cases from the 4th of July to the 31st of July this year. And again, you see very... very important facts that go against the narrative. Here we see we have the age group, the cases of coronavirus in the fully vaccinated, the case in the unvaccinated, the percentage of the case of the fully vaccinated, percentage of population fully vaccinated. So the interesting part of this is almost, you know, it's these two numbers that are the important ones, the percentage of cases fully vaccinated and percentage of population fully vaccinated. Because in every one of these numbers, except for the 80 to 89 time range and the 90 plus time range, but any age below 79, you have actually more cases of coronavirus in the vaccinated as a percentage than you have the percentage of the people fully vaccinated. So in other words, if you're just taking these numbers, it seems like the vaccine actually makes you more likely to get it. Only slightly, but it does make you more likely to get it if these numbers are accurate and actually represent what's going on. So we'll just take like 40 to 49. You have 3,303 cases fully vaccinated, but only 635 cases amongst the unvaccinated. So the percentage of those cases who are fully vaccinated, 83.9%, which is higher than the percentage of the population which is fully vaccinated, which is 80.9%. So if the vaccine did absolutely nothing, you would expect the case of fully vaccinated to be 80.9. You would expect that number to be the same. That's if the vaccine did absolutely nothing at all. Apparently it does do something because that percentage point is 3 points higher than otherwise. So really amazing numbers out of Israel that just completely on their face devastate any argument against this. And of course, you know the arguments that they'll make. They'll say, yes, but those cases were less severe. It's like, well, that's not falsifiable. So you can say that. It doesn't mean anything. Literally doesn't mean anything. It's just like, you got the vaccine, you got COVID. Oh, but thank God you got the vaccine because it would have been worse. Oh, really? Do you have a time machine? You want to go back and get COVID again and tell me it's worse? Or are you just saying that that's the case? You can't have both. You really can't. But this is what they've come up with. And this is what people believe now. They literally write articles that are like, he died from COVID, but it would have been worse if he didn't get his vaccine. Okay. All right. I believe you because I'm an idiot, right? Just insanity. Utter insanity. Moderna says COVID-19 vaccine contaminant in Japan was stainless steel. Sees no safety issue. Yeah, it's just metal shavings in your vaccine. What's the big deal? It's like, all right, we looked into it, and it turns out the mysterious, you know, contaminant that was found in millions of doses of Moderna, it was just metal shavings. So, whew, crisis averted. What? It's not a good thing. You can't just do that. Foreign substance was detected in some vials of Moderna's mRNA vaccine. It was stainless steel and not believed to affect the vaccine safety or efficacy. Oh, so that's good. That's good. Just go ahead and inject the stainless steel shavings into your arm because it's a good thing. This story from National File we mentioned yesterday, but it is worth a read. Facebook and Google partner compiles report on how to manipulate people to get the vaccine using their reputation, public image, shopping habits, and religion. So this partner of Facebook and Google that uses artificial intelligence to compile data from tracking people's web history has put together a report that outlines ways to mentally program people to get the coronavirus vaccine. Oh, isn't that nice? National File has obtained a copy of the cynical report from Resonate, a company in Reston, Virginia, in Washington, D.C. area. Oh, so it's a CIA business, I assume. It's like, yeah, it's a big tech company out of Langley, Virginia. Oh, okay. And it's using data to figure out how to manipulate American people into doing something they wouldn't otherwise normally do. And it's like, okay, it's glowing. Look out. It's glowing in the dark. Goes out of his way to denounce racism and employs executives who previously worked for the Washington Post, AOL, and other corporations. This report is called Moving the Needle, How to Reach the Vaccine Hesitant and Resistant. It's like you could make an effective and safe vaccine. You could provide information that bolstered your argument and respect the people enough to understand that they're thinking human beings with rational thoughts that are making decisions that they think are best for themselves and their family. Or you could treat them like cattle or mindless animals to be manipulated to your own ends, regardless of their own free will. You could be a human, or you could be a psychopath. Our world is run by these psychopaths who now have access to all of your information.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around.
I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
Record numbers of free humans across the planet, from Australia to Germany to the United States to Canada to Mexico, from Brazil to South Africa, understand we're under a great reset UN globalist attack. But none of our leaders, other than Bolsonaro and Trump a little bit, seem to understand that. And so no one is addressing the fact that this is a 21st century corporate economic war on the general population and the conversion of the planet into a high-tech technocracy with a global ID, global medical system, global medical control ID, and, of course, a carbon tax that's then tied to that, that tracks your every movement. This is their takeover. They've admitted it. They've said it. Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, is on TV yesterday saying this is an environmental takeover plan and the whole lockdowns have just taught you to prepare for climate lockdowns. So they're announcing their takeover. We've got to resist it and say no.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. We have a caller that called in yesterday. Carol Ann in Florida has an update. Okay. Oh, I'm excited about this update. I'm very excited about this update. I do want to read very quickly first. This is from yesterday. Dr. Simone Gold on Twitter says, the House Armed Services Committee passed Representative Mark Green's amendment, which would require an honorable discharge for service members who chose not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. America's frontline doctors thanks Congressman Representative Mark Green for fighting for our soldiers. And so... on September 1st, Congressman Dr. Mark Green passed an amendment to protect the discharge status for active duty troops who assert their right of bodily sovereignty in refusing an experimental shot. The shot is still experimental because it is less than one year old, and it is years away from completing medical trials. The shortest time any vaccine has ever been approved in the history of our nation is 4 years. That was for months. Most take 10 to 15 years. The COVID vaccine was rushed through by the FDA. Even a skyrocketing incident of death and adverse events and proof that the vaccine does not even prevent transmission due to its newness, highly concerning safety profile, and lack of efficacy. Many Americans are choosing not to take these shots, and we laud the congressman physician for recognizing soldiers do not surrender their bodily integrity rights when they enter the service. An unusual In an unusually common sense statement from a congressman, Congressman Green said the following: as a physician, I've weighed the pros and cons of the COVID-19 vaccine and have chosen to get the shot. As a former Army officer, I also understand the need to vaccinate service members on deployment against highly infectious virus. For years, the military has possessed the authority to compel service members to be vaccinated. However, those vaccines underwent years of research with ample longitudinal safety data. In the case of the coronavirus vaccine, that longitudinal data is not yet possible. Therefore, I believe service members who make the personal medical decision to refuse the vaccine and are subsequently separated from the service for their refusal should not receive anything other than an honorable discharge for refusing to take the vaccine, period. Representative Mark Green represents the 7th District of Tennessee. He's a decorated combat veteran of the War on Terror, deploying in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He's been awarded the Bronze Star, the Air Medal, and V device for valor on an ER physician and businessman. He serves on the Armed Forces Committee. So very good news and a very good thought. You know, hey, if you're going to – I mean, it's egregious enough. If you can't stop them from forcing them to get the vaccine, I guess it's the next best thing to say, well, then you can leave and not spend 2 years in the brig for it. And that is the punishment that was threatened to the son of our caller now, Carol Ann from Florida. Thank you so much for calling in. For our viewers that maybe didn't see yesterday Carol Ann called in, and it was the deadline for her son, who had been refused a religious exemption by the chaplain who was supposed to give him one. He was refused that religious exemption and told he had until yesterday afternoon to get the COVID vaccine or face potential punitive measures, including or up to 2 years in the brig, 2 years in prison for refusing the vaccine. When we got that call, we realized it was a big deal, and basically the rest of the show was callers calling in, giving advice or helping out or just speaking out on this issue. So we're very happy to have Carol Ann back on the show to tell us how this turned out. Carol Ann, yesterday was the deadline for your son to get the vaccine. What happened? How'd it go?
Yesterday, before he went to get the vaccine, he asked to speak with his commanding officer, and he was able to, and he explained to the commanding officer his dilemma, and he explained how the chaplain didn't help him and that they weren't answering their call. And it was almost as if the commanding officer could see the plight in his eyes, because he looked him square in the eyes, and he said, "You have 90 days from yesterday, which would have been Wednesday, to get this affair in order." And he didn't make him go get the vaccine.
Oh,
and so that was
wow.
God. Harrison, that was God.
Amazing. That's amazing. So, okay, so he didn't get the vaccine. He at least got 3 months waylaid where he can figure something out. He can get representation, or he can get a exemption, or hopefully this bill will pass. And, you know, if worse comes to worse, he'll just be able to be honorably discharged. So that's amazing. So it took your son personally going and addressing a commanding officer and basically begging him, please, for the love of God, don't make me do this. And he got sort of an individual one-time extension on this. This wasn't like a blanket thing.
No, he said that when he looked him in the eyes, it was almost as if he could tell that he needed his mercy.
Mm.
And so I do feel that was God. And I want to give you a little is what happened with my son is when he was in boot camp, he needed to have his wisdom teeth taken out. And that was the day they gave the COVID vaccine. Now, God protected him from that vaccine in boot camp. He did not get it in boot camp like all the other recruits. And now we have this situation where, once again, I was up half the night praying for my son, and I just kept saying, "Lord, I know you're going to be faithful in this." And he answered my prayer. He saved my son. He gave him at least 90 days.
Oh, that's amazing. No, that's great. I mean, that was the real concern with your situation, was that it was like tomorrow. Like, he can't get a hold of the lawyers. He doesn't have time to get his own lawyer. The chaplain's not helping him. So, I mean, that alone is really fantastic. That's really, really great to hear. Were you able to listen to the rest of the show, Caroline? Because a lot of callers had a lot of advice for you. Were you able to listen?
Yes, I was. And I wrote down a lot of the suggestions. The ALJC, I believe, was one of them.
ACLJ, I think. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
But no, sorry.
I did write all the information down, and I'm thinking about contacting possibly Robert Barnes to help with this. I've been really doing a lot of work trying to help my son, but with this new, the news of Representative Mark Green, I mean, that's a huge victory for our military. If this goes in front of Congress and it passes, what a victory.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's another good, I don't think anybody mentioned that yesterday, but you should definitely reach out to your congressman, especially if they're a Republican. I mean, maybe find out their position on vaccines first. But Mark Green is out there, Thomas Massey, Rand Paul. I mean, there are government representatives who recognize what an egregious violation this is. And so maybe that's a good place to start. Even your local congressman or your state senator or something like that, all the way up to, you know, whoever represents you nationally, if that's a possibility, they can maybe pull some strings. Well, that's really, really wonderful to hear, Caroline. I'm very, very, very happy for you and your son. That's we were all very worried about you, and I'm sure it was your prayer and the prayers of a lot of InfoWarriors who heard your plight and were worried about you.
Absolutely. The power of prayer. And thank you for everyone praying. And I just want to just let you know that InfoWars is an amazing, I just love you guys. I really do love you guys, and I appreciate all you do for America and for humanity.
Oh, well, thank you very much. You got me tearing up here. So now you've embarrassed me, Caroline. It's a very wonderful thing to see, and it was like a clarion call. Your call went out, and it was just suddenly the phone lines lit up with people who were just desperate to try to get information to you. My Twitter was lighting up with people trying to send information. So, I mean, people understand what a huge deal this is. They understand the impossible situation your son was in. And I guess it's not over yet, but he's at least received a reprieve. And so I hope you keep calling in and keep us up to date on this. And I hope that it keeps being good news from here on out, Caroline.
I trust that it will be. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Wonderful. You too, and say hello to both your sons for us. That's wonderful stuff. Carol Ann from Florida. There it is. Wow. Yeah, we didn't know. You know, real-life drama playing out on American Journal. It's like, tune in next time to see if Carol Ann's son. I got to be honest. I didn't have a lot of hope. It sounded fairly hopeless yesterday. It sounded like, here's the deadline. We're not answering the phone calls. If you don't get it, you're out. And that sounded like it. And I was really, really worried that Carol Ann was going to have to call in today and say, you know, either they made my son get it or he's in the brig now. Like I really was expecting a negative outcome. And so what a glorious time to be wrong. What a wonderful thing to be wrong about. What a great little burst of optimism that is. What a wonderful thing to see, folks. It really is what we're all about. It really is what InfoWars is here for. And so I would like to ask you again to go to InfoWarsStore.com and help support us. We do really do everything we can to get you the information that you need to use in your own life, just like we bring you supplements that will benefit your own life. And you can take your health to the next level by getting high-quality everyday essentials at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, the sale is on, and our best products are up to 50% off. There's no better time to make sure that you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients than now, right now. And in the time of need, it's especially crucial that we're giving your bodies what they need to function at optimum health. And with these brand-new sales available at InfoWarsStore, we are making it easier than ever for you to do so. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Pollen Block, Living Defense Plus, Ultimate Kroll Oil, Vaso Beats, Hair and Beard Support. You've heard about them. Now's the time to try them and see what they can do for you in your own life. InfoWarsStore.com. Support us today.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. D.C. court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
In late August, InfoWars saw an explosion of orders because our audience understands that the globalists are destabilizing the planet by design and are attempting to cause an economic and financial collapse worldwide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, storable food has always been something that's important to have. It's a checkbox that everybody needs to have taken care of, right along with water filtration, self-defense, and a relationship with God. But now more than ever, you need to get your storable food orders in now. We're ready to ship to you within 24 hours of your order. It's high quality. It's very, very low cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, you're going to see more food supply shortages, and you're going to see food supply price increases that are already taking place. So lock in your storable food now at a lower price and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fight the Great Reset, is by being self-sufficient and not under their control. So get prepared now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal. Later in this hour, we will be welcoming Clown Car, one of our regular callers, to call in for a 30-minute segment to talk about his experience as an info warrior and his very, very entertaining life story. So very excited to do that. We'll take your calls up until then, but I do want to take a quick moment now to bring some attention on a very, I think, what could be a very effective protest method against the mask mandates, the lockdowns, the COVID shots, and many other things. We know this weekend promises to be yet another massive showing as millions of people around the world take to the streets to demand that their governments drop the medically justified tyranny that they are inflicting on them. And once again, these millions of people will be at best ignored and at worst set upon by the militarized police that are sent to shut this all down. Because, of course, they are, because it's illegal to protest now if you're not protesting for the right things. Now, last year, of course, was a massive year of left-wing protests that went on totally unencumbered and, in fact, supported by those in power. And one of the, effective methods they would use, but certainly one of the most propagandistic methods they would use, was to encourage school children to walk out of their school in protest of something that is incorrect and that they don't understand. Well, that was all very clearly astroturfed. It was very clearly organized by teachers and administrators who are in Antifa and places like California. What we're talking about here is a little bit different. This is not with the approval and encouragement of the authorities. This is not a astroturfed campaign. This is true grassroots rebellion breaking out. On September 1st, Colorado high school students performed a mass walkout in protest of mask mandates, chanting "No more masks." Let's watch a local news report about how this took place in Denver.
This was the scene outside Thunder Ridge High in Highlands Ranch this morning. Students there took part in a walkout to protest Tri-County Health's new mask mandate. The county is requiring all students 2 and older to wear masks while in school or child care facilities, and no county is allowed to opt out. Some students say they've had enough.
This is going to be the third year of my high school career that's compromised. I want a normal high school career. If you are scared, you can stay home.
These people agree with me. They hate masks, and I do too.
Tri-County Health includes Arapahoe, Adams, and Douglas counties. The mandate is effective through the end of the year.
Amazing to see. Really amazing to see. And this happened in Legend High School as well, located in Douglas County School District. It was the first to do the walkout. Students chanted USA, USA, and held signs in support of individual liberty and constitutional rights. Numerous vehicles that passed by the protest slowed and honked their horns in support. Let's see this happen. This is clip number 16, Legend High School in Colorado. Again, they It's interesting, isn't it, to see a high school walkout where they don't have pre-made signs supplied to them by billionaire activists. They aren't being instructed to do this by their teachers and administrators. This is not a fake protest. This is just high school kids standing up and going, we don't like masks, we're not going to wear them. Deal with it. It's fantastic. It's amazing to see. This is what needs to be encouraged. Let's go finally to our last video there in Denver High School as we see the spirit and the resolve of these students. Clip number 6. Pretty massive crowd. And this is actually a different one. There's another. Oh, no, maybe this is the same one. But it's definitely the same school. There's another video where they're all on the side of the road and the cars going by are honking and all the kids are cheering and chanting USA and no mask, no mask. It's great to see. Now, look, here's the thing. We don't have to astroturf this. Let's grassroots it, man. If you're in high school or your brother and sister are in high school or your son or daughter are in high school, get them to organize a walkout in their school. They did it for George Floyd. They can sure as hell do it for tyrannical mask orders that are suffocating them all day. Organize this. Let's do it. Let's get this movement going.
It's always critical. It's always vital. It's always essential to have enough high-quality vitamins and minerals in your body. That's why essential vitamins and minerals are called essential. You must have them. But in today's crazy times, it is more important than ever to stay on top of it. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion has been sold out for months and months and months. It's got all the essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids. It is 33% off while supplies last. X2's been sold out for a while. It's now back in stock. It's discounted while supplies last. We have this great concentrated turmeric formula. It's amazing. It's back in stock. They're all discounted 33 to 50% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. So I would not procrastinate. We are ready to ship these products to you right now. And there's a lot of other great products as well at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and boost your body's natural defenses and give the gift of help to friends and family that are not informed. It's up to us to take care of our friends and family. Please take action now.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. You would think that, you know, you'd think that the news could stop for just a minute or two. But no, here's some late breaking news. Breaking from Axios, U.S. added 235,000 jobs in August, a massive slowdown. That's right. Even when you forcibly shut down the entire economy only to allow it to reopen again, you'll still fail in that as long as your name is Joe Biden. Pro-life women blast Jen Psaki's sexist rant, saying, quit assuming that women want abortions. You don't speak for us. Danish left-wing minister has come out and said Hungary was right on the migration debate. So a little bit of good news, those last two. But then you also have this. California lawmakers plan on introducing vaccine mandates in 2022. And yeah, again, more on the August jobs report. That is absolutely dismal. So the news continues to come in here on this 3rd of September. But for now, let's go out to your phone calls. We've got Rooster on the road, anonymous and vague. I love it. Let's go to Rooster. Thanks for calling in, Rooster. You're on the air. The question of the day was, what is the biggest story this week? And what do you think that is, Rooster?
Oh man, it's definitely these, school board meetings, and shout out to any of you parents out there doing it or getting ready to. Just remember to turn the podium around and stop talking to the school board and talk to the crowd.
You notice that's, you notice that's what the first guy did, right? That first video we played, he literally just turns and is talking to the people. Yeah,
that's the only way to do it. That's who our audience is, and it's not just the school board. It's more of the students are coming out of the school doing it. That's definitely the biggest thing. But yeah. Yeah, I just you were mentioning the jobs report thing. A huge asset is Gregory Mannarino. He writes for the Trends Journal for Salente. He should be a regular guest on, not for financial advice, but because he can explain the world and what we're going through and what we're trying to understand through the financial markets, and he does it with precision. So shout out to Greg's Lions out there. I know you're listening, And shout out to them alphabet agencies. I know you're listening to Harrison Smith now too, aren't you? Because you realize that this convalescence of information isn't just happening on the Alex Jones show. It's spilling out into the whole population.
What, who, me? No, Rooster. Nobody listens to me. Nobody pays attention. I'm nobody, man. You just, they don't need to watch me.
President of Texas on Twitter, buddy.
Oh, wow. I know.
I remember Alex Jones saying, you know, Harrison Smith don't grow on trees. And I've been watching your trajectory, buddy. I'm not trying to blow smoke or nothing here, but I also see you having that kid. And, you know, congrats and all that. But I see you growing with that, man. I've got four little ones of my own, and I know what it's doing. And that's the spirit we need, man. And
well,
you're rocking it.
Thank you very much.
Clown Car. You're the man. I just wanted to say I'm the guy who called in the day before you started the truck driver call-in show and reminded you of that idea.
I remember.
And I told the screener that I had changed my name to Red Baron Rooster because
you said
that was your grandfather's name.
It was, I forgot to mention that yesterday. Wow, thank you so much, Rooster. I really appreciate that. And, you know they're watching. Hello, fellas. Hello, you glowies up there in Washington, D.C. We know you're watching, we don't care.
I don't mean to be going 1,000 miles an hour, but it's that turbo force mixed with some that magnesium supplement.
You got to be careful with that stuff.
Hey, man.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Rooster. Spirit of an info war. You can hear it through the phone. Let's go to, we got a caller from Bangkok, Thailand. I didn't even know Bangkok was a place still. Thanks for calling in, John from Thailand. I didn't realize we were getting calls from that far away. Hello, John. Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I've been a big fan of yours since you first sat in to host.
Thank you.
How much time do we have? Like a couple minutes?
We got a couple minutes. You're calling in from Thailand. The floor is yours, sir.
Thank you very much. All right. I just want to bring up a few things with you. The first one being that India versus China. The caller previous mentioned, a huge asset. I think you guys should get in touch with the Frustrated Indian, which is CFI Global.
Okay.
It's a huge channel on YouTube, and the guy's name is Atul Mishra. And the reporting there is genius, and you guys could really use some of their video clips, especially regarding the battles that have been happening on the border there that seem to be unreported anywhere else.
Yeah, they're like these huge battles at like the middle of the night where like the Chinese and Indian military are like fighting with sticks. Like you hear rumors about it every once in a while, but you're right, we don't get hear about that very much.
India is kicking their ass, man. Okay, it's just unbelievable. They're all like high altitude warriors from India,
cool.
And they're sending in these little conscripts. Okay, so that's another thing. Another thing I'd like to bring up is Chinese vaccines, the influence of China here in Southeast Asia and in Thailand. And if I could speak with someone after our time is up about cryptos. I think you guys are on the right track with cryptos, but I've got a tip for you guys that is better than anything. Max Kaiser is a hero of mine, but I got something much better, and it's the future of crypto. So,
all right, well, we'll take that off the air. We'll take that off the air. But anything you want to let everybody out there know before we got to move on to another call?
Okay, the Chinese vaccines are using the old COVID cells, the dead COVID cells, like traditional vaccines do.
Right.
I've been told by Chinese people here in Bangkok that they're basically like a placebo shot. It's like a saline shot.
Mm.
So nothing is happening there in China. Nothing is happening here with people that have taken this Sinopharm shot. But the ones that they're getting from AstraZeneca, which is banned in 35-plus countries, is, for want of a better word, owned by the crown here.
Right.
And the people that are getting it, my landlady had to go to the hospital today with blood clots in her legs.
Oh, it's brutal. No, it's incredibly brutal. I'd heard that. I haven't done too much research into it. But, yeah, apparently the vaccine that they've rolled out in China is not an mRNA vaccine like ours are. They don't have all the side effects. And, again, you just have to ask yourself, like, and we live in this bizarre, strange world where, like, the Chinese have literal slave camps and just it's brutal beyond belief. But at the same time, who do you think cares more about their country and their people, the leaders of China or the leaders of America? And honestly, I'd have to say the leaders of China, they actually seem to care about China, even if it's a selfish and corrupt, you know, form of government that they have, which it absolutely is. They at least give off the impression, even if it's fake, that they are doing things for themselves and for their people. And they actually
they're doing things for themselves. They're not doing things for their people. I mean, they appear to come off that way. But, you know, it's Asian culture, man.
Right.
You know, they're in power and they really don't care.
Yeah.
It's the same everywhere here.
But at the same time, I mean, just, you know, I guess it's just a matter of things are so backwards and upside down these days that it's like, I would trust China not to poison its own people. I do not trust America not to poison its own people. Even
correct.
Though,
100%. 100%.
Which is insane because China routinely poisons its own people. I mean, they have no environmental controls or anything like that. So it's just a bizarre upside down world that we live in. So thank you so much for the call, John. I really appreciate that. And I'm loving these new guest ideas, the frustrated Indian and the one the caller mentioned before that I'm sure the producer took down the name because he writes for Trends Journals, which means he's an informed guy, and we'd like to get him on as well. So we'll try to get all these people on maybe next week. Thanks for that, John. Let's go to Jay in Indiana. Thanks for calling in, Jay. You're on the air. You have an answer for the question of the day. What is it, sir?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm close to Chicago now, but I'm a truck driver. So I speak to you. So good to hear you. One point is my FK Biden shirt got me a free coffee. That was good.
Oh, good. I got to say, Jay, I've had that exact same experience. In some places, if you wear an InfoWars shirt, they give you free stuff. It's not a guarantee, but I've been places where they're like, you know, that's buy one, get one free. And I'm like, really? I didn't realize. And afterwards, I'm like, oh, he just gave me this because he liked my shirt. But yes, that will happen. So congratulations. Very good.
And when I went in the stall, this is silly, but inside the stall was an InfoWars sticker on the stall.
Oh, we are everywhere. Said,
good going. But this is what the big thing for me today is. I keep telling people they might want to get that D-dimer shot test there to see if they're getting blood clots, and because to catch it, you know, maybe catch the situation and nip it in the bud and thin out your blood before you got a problem.
Right.
So a couple of maybe 3 months ago, I run into a gentleman that worked for this company I worked for, and seemed like a nice guy, into health food and keto and all this stuff. And they put across the quote that.
All right. Hey, Jay, you're breaking up a little bit, and we're coming to a commercial break. So stay on the line. We'll get the end of this story. You've set up a story. We'll get the conclusion on the other side from Jay in Indiana. Hopefully the connection will be a little bit better. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Unless you want to go to InfoWarsStore.com, that's the one place you're allowed to go. But make it quick, because we'll be right back.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years. Against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization great reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Even more than Trump, Mike Lindell has been out there exposing the fact that the 2020 election was stolen. And his symposium was amazing. 90%+ of the information was accurate and was damning and was groundbreaking. A few poison pills, a few pieces of disinfo were slipped in to try to discredit the whole thing. Folks, I'm surprised the conference even happened. They had infiltrators and others that really disrupted it and tried to shut it down, because Mike Lindell is over the target. And you're over the target when you support his important investigation that is every American's right to do, to contest an election if you think that there was issues. Look what the Democrats have done over the years. And he's continuing his investigations and continuing his work, so it's more important than ever to support what he's doing at MyPillow.com and to support InfoWars at the same time with promo code Alex. Up to 66% off on hundreds of amazing Made in America products at MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. So check it out today. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We've got Jay from Indiana on the line. Last we left off with Jay. You were telling us about your friend. He's very healthy, but I didn't get much past that. You, tell us about this friend of yours.
So, anywho, it's not a good ending. He didn't show up to work for a couple days. His daughter was called to the scene there. They got in the house, and he was laying there, and he was all done. And he was definitely vaccinated, according to someone that works at the company I work for. And that's why I'm sickened today, you know, because of all these episodes of people that are in my life that are getting sick with heart attacks and retinas falling off and people dying. And even my own mother, I couldn't stop her. And I told him, don't take a third shot. You know, it's my decision. Okay. But meanwhile, she's, like I say, she's been menstruating after 30 years of not menstruating at 77 years old. And now she's got that arrhythmia with the heart. She's taking a blood clot medicine. And I'm telling her, don't take another shot, you know. And yet, I can't stop these people. It bothers me. I got all the information from you guys and all the virologists and the biologists and doctors. And I pass it along. And people think I'm crazy. But I don't think I'm crazy. If I am, there's a lot of crazy people like me.
No, and the craziest thing is that you tell them what's going to happen. They take the shot. It happens, and they still think you're crazy. And it's like, well, what do you have to do to get through this? Now, this is a
terrible,
somewhat new headline. Israel sees concerning surge in cardiac arrest and heart attack and emergency calls among young people. I mean, it's just horrific. I'm very sorry to hear that about your friend. That's very unfortunate,
yeah.
You know.
All right, you have a good day, and I buy all your products. I just got some more Fusion on the way, and you didn't have the down and out, so I got the Rocket Rest.
And oh, yeah?
I keep buying. I wish you would get the FK Biden shirt in a different color, because I keep having to buy, which I don't mind buying them, but the reason I keep having to buy them is because they get stains, and so I have to, and I don't want to ride around in a stained shirt. So if it was maybe a different color scheme, I'm not telling you what to do.
We'll sell FK Biden bibs. You can wear and not get your shirt stained. I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I love
I'm
being shirt. Mean Everyone today. Loves it.
No, I so appreciate it, Jay. It's people like yourself that keep us on the air and keep us going. We really appreciate it. And okay. We need new colors in the FK Biden shirt. We'll keep that in mind. Maybe there's something cooking up in the background there. Thanks so much for the call, Jay. I do appreciate it, and I'm very sorry to hear about your friend there. Let's go to Tim in California. You say Okay, yeah. I just read what you thought, what you think the question of the day answer is, which is the best, or not the best, but the biggest story of this week. Tim from California, thanks for calling in. What do you think the biggest story from this week has been?
It's that the government can't reach 1 in 3 released migrant kids.
Yeah.
You've got, as of May, the numbers are greater than 65,000 unaccompanied minors that crossed the border that were just sent off with wealth. You saw Alex down at the border. They filmed the lady repeatedly, even at the airport, the van and so forth. Got the muerta. You know, I got the tattoo that tells you, hey, we've come for them, and they have. And just when you look at the numbers, hey, they have these required calls. The Freedom of Information Act made this come out. Required calls are supposed to be made. 26% of them as of January were not being returned, and they can't find. Now May, 37%. We don't have numbers since May, but they're only calling 1 out of 2 people, less than 1 out of 2 people. So when they say, hey, 1 in 3, there it's 1 in 3 that they've called. The numbers are much higher because they're only calling 1 out of 2.
Oh, my God. I totally miss it. See, this is why we got to take calls. I totally miss this story. And you're right. This is unbelievable. From Axios, government can't reach 1 in 3 released migrant kids. Roughly 1 in 3 calls made to migrant kids or their sponsors between January and May went unanswered, raising questions about the government's ability to protect minors after they're released to family members or others in the U.S. And, of course, you remember that, I mean, they're so overwhelmed with kids at the border, and there's just rampant accusations of sex abuse and all this other horrible stuff. There is no way to guarantee that the people bringing these kids over are, in fact, their parents. In fact, while Alex was down there, we saw evidence that these kids themselves were kidnapped Americans who were being brought into America as Mexican refugee children in order to guarantee their parent or guardian total access into the country. So literally, they just like get a kidnapped kid, walk into the country, and it's basically a free passport. Then you know, they're totally overcrowded in these migrant centers because they were invited in and then kept in literal cages in this particular instance. And then they were getting rid of background checks. They needed help with this stuff so much that they were foregoing background checks on the people they were giving kids to. Then you had foster families and foster homes around the country that were ejecting American kids and sending American kids away so they could make more money by bringing in immigrant kids. And so now they're saying they can't even get in contact with a third of these kids, as you point out, Tom, is probably tens of thousands of children that the American government has basically given to strangers, and now they don't know where they are. Now they can't find them. This is incredible. I completely missed this story. Maybe I saw the headline, but I did not realize how important this story was until you called in, Tom, or Tim, rather. Well, what else have you figured out about this?
It's just interesting that the Health and Human Services spokesperson added that many sponsors do not return their phone calls or don't want to be reached out to. Well, maybe if you got a dungeon, yeah, we don't need, and we're filming in our dungeon, we don't want you to reach out to us, okay?
That is wild. So these people sign up to be guardians, they're given children, and then they just disappear. They just aren't adhering to any agreement that they made to actually like keep in touch with the government to make sure that, you know, things are going well. So like these kids could literally just be dead. Like you could literally just like get a kid, kill him, bury him in the backyard, and then the government won't even look for him. They're just like, oh, that kid's gone now, I guess. That's Alex, where we are at this point.
Alex's hair raised up when he saw the totally pasty white kid with bright blue eyes and bright blonde hair walking amongst all the dark skinned, you know, migrants from the southern border. I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but it's just, that stood out like a sore thumb.
No,
like,
yeah, look.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's nothing controversial about this. If you have kids being brought across, supposedly with their parents, and you have a little blonde hair, blue eyed white kid being led by clearly, you know, brown hair, brown eye Mexican people, like, it's not offensive to be like, what is going on here? Who is this kid and where did he come from? Because he's clearly not yours. Like, that's, it's like, I'm trying to protect children. Well, are you a racist? It's like, okay, all right, this is how it's going. We know this goes on.
in closing, let's just put this on the bookshelf with we leave all our of our allies behind and behind enemy lines, as well as our own citizens and even children from schools and colleges and so forth. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 23 of them still left behind in Afghanistan, school children from California.
It's okay.
That is wild. See, this is why we take calls, folks. I'm sorry I missed this, because this story is incredibly disturbing. It's disturbing that it hasn't been talked about. It's disturbing that it's ongoing. More than 65,000 unaccompanied kids, and they can't find a third of them. They just gave a third of them away to strangers, and now the strangers aren't answering their calls.
Just a week ago, we got a new shipment of Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and it was only half of the order we wanted to get. But because we won't cut corners on the quality of what goes into it, the factory can only get limited supplies, so again, it was half the order we wanted. But despite that, I'm still offering it for 33% off, so everybody on the fence will get it. It's critical for your immune system and your whole body. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals, and a bunch of key amino acids at InfoWarsStore.com. So while supplies last until it runs out, we're selling it for 33% off, and it'll be months till more comes in. So get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com, because it's not just a great product. We need those funds to keep operating as well. We're all in a catch-22. But we have another great product, hair and beard formula, that's really a great multivitamin mineral system that's one of the best multivitamin mineral systems out there. It's just called hair and beard. So get that as well for your immune system. It's great for women, great for children, but it's designed for men. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action. And there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare, get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a six-month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a novel concept for us, a sort of new thing that we're doing. One of our regular callers, Clown Car, is joining me for the remainder of the program. For the next 30 minutes, we'll be talking to Clown Car about things that are going on in the world and his life as well. And Clown Car, do you read me?
I do read you, reporting for duty, sir. What's up, my brother?
And we're actually seeing your face, too. This is unexpected as well. I think this is great. You know, usually when I have a guest on, I'll have a guest sheet that sort of gives me what they're, coming on for and, the intro that I usually read out to people. Now, for you, I have nothing, but this is kind of the point, right? We're learning about Clown Car today. So why don't you introduce yourself to the InfoWars audience and, why we might want to have you on the show today, sir?
Today I'm on the show, I believe, to bring notice to that the Food Foundation, which I'm part of, is fueling our own development as a project out of Brooklyn that we have Jay-Z involved. We have all kinds of comedians. Tracy Morgan's part of it. And what we do is we give out food to the underprivileged people of our neighborhoods, and we try and help poverty as much as we can. I've been doing it for about 5-6 years now. Starting with a Wu-Tang Children's Day event, Coney Island, that I threw on Father's Day a couple years back, right before COVID hit, where we tried to change the narrative, show kids how the music they're listening to is made, teach them about DJing and producing and being a part of the, internet social media stuff. So we were really trying to cover a bunch of things on that event, fueling our own development, because we have a lot of people in Brooklyn who believe black, white, and different. We need to help each other right now.
That's great. So what's the name of this organization?
It's called the Food Foundation, Fueling Our Own Development.
The Food Foundation. Yeah, that's awesome. So what is it like? How did you become an info warrior? And what's it like being an info warrior there in New York City?
Well, like I said to you guys before I even knew you, I was doing my own research and getting things done before people told me, hey, you're like Alex Jones. And I didn't know who Alex Jones was until I seen him on Joe Rogan. And then I kind of picked up a lot of the extra information I was missing and different details that I needed to fill in the pieces to the puzzle, which made me convinced that I wasn't crazy, that since 1995, when my son was inoculated with a 3-in-1 shot, he died with 12 hours after the shot. And I fought for many years that it was a vaccination, and they denied me that and told me that he died of SIDS and put SIDS on his death certificate. And that's kind of what I've been living this lie the whole time, until I met Alex Jones, which changed my mind and told me that I'm not crazy and the clowns in the car aren't really talking to me.
That's wonderful. And then, and of course, you're one of our regular callers, and I always try to make sure to get to your call first, because you've usually got a pretty hilarious take on whatever's happening. And then at one point, the crew told me, that guy used to be a regular on the Howard Stern show. Is that true? Tell us about that.
I was known as Sean the White Rapper. I was able to convince the phone screeners there many a time that Howard needed to hear what I had to say. And after a while, Howard would only take my call first. So I was on the show. I have upwards of 30,000 phone calls, 600 e-shows, CBS shows. They actually are doing a special on me this week. There's a special on the Clown Car, White Rapper. It's at the City of Stern at IG. He's playing like all my videos. I was dressed in brown panties one time to buy game magazines. Look, I'm the guy who you can't bet, because if I lose the bet, I'll do the threat. You know what I mean?
Right. And my producer said, yeah, he's got a whole highlight reel on his YouTube channel of his Howard Stern appearances, but we cannot play it. We cannot play this highlight video because, yes, it is Howard Stern material. I guess, what do you think about Howard Stern's Howard Stern's got a whole Alex Jones puppet that he uses now. What's up with that? Is this an homage, or is he mocking?
I haven't listened to Howard since he went to Sirius. Yeah. I was one of those guys that got caught on the chopping block where we would do Extreme or even Howard. So we kind of got pushed aside, a lot of us, The real comedians who created the show were kicked aside, and then some people came in and took over the show overnight.
Well, I think there's something sort of emblematic about what's going on with Howard Stern, because, he used to be real edgy, he used to be way out there, and this is the case with a lot of people, a lot of celebrities at least. Like, they used to be, like, they didn't care what people thought, and they stood up against people, and they said things that they weren't supposed to say, and now they're all corporate drones.
Here's something I want to remind the fans of. Robin used to openly admit to going to secret meetings with people called the goddesses. And she admitted that it was some kind of Wiccan, some kind of foot fetish group. I don't know what it was. But her and the foot lady and all the wacky people used to do go up in the mountains. I'm talking years early. I have the recording. I have tapes of Howard saying that he's made a deal with the devil and all of this stuff. Whether it's a joke or not, that stuff stays out there, and I got it on tape. I got all the Trump years on tape that was supposedly lost. See, there was also another big conspiracy within the Howard Stern Show that a bunch of show tapes were lost and that nobody had control of them. Kind of like there's no videos of 9/11 other than the ones we show you on TV. There it is. And I got them, and I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to come down there one day and bring you my 9/11.
Yeah.
Because I lived it, too.
Yeah, you should. Tell us about that. I mean, how is it being an InfoWarriors in New York in particular? Like, what because, again, it's a strange thing. New York, I love New Yorkers. Like, they seem like they don't take crap from anybody. They'll stand up for each other. Like, there is a good spirit about New York City. But then all of a sudden, it's like becomes a zombified death zone where everybody hates each other. Like, what's going on in New York City, I guess, is my question.
We have probably a 50-50 split on the maskers and the unmaskers, the vaxxers and the unvaxxers and whatever. But bottom line, I think everybody's really starting to wake up because when they saw – you know, Ocasio's mask, they were like, what is up with her mask? I should listen to her, should I?
I don't know. Are they, though? I mean, I'd love to see that. And I guess there was a pretty big vaccine protest in New York City the other day. But I always wonder, New York City has this spirit about it that sort of, it's the American spirit, right? It's like capitalism, doing your own thing, working hard, not taking crap from anybody, standing on your own, and then they just vote for these incredibly weak policies that are just stupid as heck. So just like I wonder what the hell's going on in America, New York City seems to be like the epitome of that, isn't it?
We have a different outlook on life. You know, even though a lot of us think Brooklyn is buildings and cities, you know, even some of us got a little slice of paradise.
Oh, a yard in New York City. You're a king, my friend.
Yeah, but look at my view.
Ah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, we're doing the floors in somebody's apartment right now.
Oh, that's great.
Spangoli Flooring, look me up, kid. You're looking for me, come find me.
Hey, well, now you mentioned it. How can people?
I make Coney Island every day, bro. And seriously, I bring the happiness and the joy back to Coney Island because what we had out there for a long time was just a bunch of misery.
Right.
And I bring it for free. People always try and throw me money. I'm like, nah, I do this for myself. The car is actually painted to remind me to stay sober. Because if not, those clowns come alive, and you don't want to see that.
Is there an actual clown car?
Oh, dude, I don't have it with me, bro. Yes, there's an actual clown car, dude. I'm famous for it.
All right, well, so how can people find you? I know we showed your Instagram and stuff. How can people find your stuff or support you?
I'm at Clown Car NYC. A.K.A. Sean D. White Rapper, The White Rapper, A.K.A. Fat Sinatra, A.K.A. Best of Love to all you.
That's great. And you have the Food Foundation. What's next for the Food Foundation?
The Food Foundation is F.O.O.D. Food Foundation. Look me up. Jackie Love runs it. My man Mikey Hands runs it. Yo, by the way, we're looking for Christopher Clark. He was lost up in the Bronx 4 days ago. Young 20-year-old kid with autism. I really like everybody to go to my site. I'm going to repost it right now. I posted yesterday, today. And we're looking for Christopher Claw. You'll see his image up there. Please get the word out, you know?
Yeah, you know, again, New York City, say what you want about it. And I do, trust me, I do. I refer to it as a dumpster quite often. I'm sure you're aware of this. But
I know. It goes off one shoulder, bro. Off one shoulder, off the other one, bro. It goes right off. Don't
good.
Bother me.
I hope so.
I like the dirt. Look, Steve. We live in the dirt. We make money with the dirt, bro. We make money with the dirt.
But you're not a bug. You're a real human being. And New York does have human beings like that. And, you know, maybe it's just the city or whatever it is. There's a lot of community activity there that I'd love to see elsewhere. People like yourself just going around helping out, you know, your fellow citizens in the city that you live in. What a novel idea.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Harrison. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, different story.
Really?
Different story.
All right, we'll get the rest of that story. I also want your input on, the literal insanity of the left. I've got a very interesting scientific article we'll bring to Clown Car.
This headline is not a joke. This is America in September of 2020. DC court sends man to jail for watching conspiracy theory videos online. Yes, it says the police did a spot check for, quote, compliance at his home and found him in his garage watching Rumble social media site, which they say is a conspiracy site. Also, he admitted to watching Mike Lindell's three-day cyber symposium. Yes, it was part of the conditions of his bail. The judge said he could not look at any videos questioning the election. No joke. And so they sent the Stasi to his house and caught him doing it. So now he's going into solitary confinement. Communism has come to America. The Republic has fallen.
I'm not funded by George Soros. I'm not funded by the Democratic Party. I'm funded by you. We got great products you need. We got great stuff for your immune system and your body and just stuff that's essential for general health, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the vitamins, all the minerals, and all the key amino acids for adults, children, old folks. You absorb more of it than pills because it's liquid form and it tastes great. Ready to ship to you now, 33% off, and VasoBeats back in stock. Great for your heart, great for your liver, cardiovascular, creates nitrous oxide in the blood, super beet concentrate, 50% off. Pollen Block back in stock, natural antihistamine, 40% off. And of course, we have X2, totally essential deep earth crystal, iodine, it's discounted, and pure turmeric formula, the liquid extract as well, it's discounted and back in stock. Activated charcoal toothpaste and activated charcoal toothpaste mouthwash with all the essential oils, those are 33% off as well. You can call toll free 888-253-3139, or you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got a lot of great other products on the site as well, so be sure and check those out today.
Two URLs that I hope you'll write down, I hope you'll save, and I hope you'll visit. One is swanbitcoin.com/Alex, where you get $10 free of Bitcoin. They are the highest rated service for folks that want to be above board when they invest in Bitcoin. Swanbitcoin.com/Alex. And then for you great listeners and viewers that want to support the InfoWar in this critical fight, Infowars.com/crypto. You can donate Bitcoin there and a whole bunch of other cryptocurrencies as well, and then we will use it in the fight against the globalists. So Infowars.com/crypto if you want to support the InfoWar and want to take us to the next level. Your support is critical. The globalists aren't going to back down until we defeat them, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Infowars.com/crypto or swanbitcoin.com/Alex to get involved. Thank you and God bless.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment of American Journal for this week. Our guest is Clown Car. He runs the Food Foundation, the Clown Car on Instagram. Sean Lennon is his real name. He used to be a regular guest on the Howard Stern Show, and we were just having a very interesting conversation off air where, Sean, you were telling me about the kind of crazy way that you woke up, and you've told the story here on the show before, and it's a very unfortunate story. It's a very sort of visceral, you know, how do you ignore this happening? But many people do. Many people are, you have gone through what you've gone through, but remain blind to what's actually behind it. You've had sort of the courage and the strength to actually keep your eye on the prize and actually want to get deeper and find out what exactly happened. But the story about how this all got started, like you said, sounded like a Stephen King story. If you don't mind telling people out there, sort of what got the ball rolling on your awakening?
So
My son, Jonathan Lennon, was born in October of 1995. October, whatever it is, 12th, and then 12-11, or whatever it is, the October is 10. So 12-10 is when he died. The numbers always stick in my head weird. So after he passed, it took me a while to go back to visit his gravesite, which is in a thing called Babyland in Pine Lawn in Long Island. And so I went back there one day. I put flowers down. I was by myself. I'm looking around a gate, like a groundskeeper, like guy with his shovel, looked like he was cleaning up or something, walks past me, just like right out of a Stephen King novel. And he's like, damn shame, that 3-in-1 vaccination or something, he says. And I said, what'd you say? And he's like, did your son die of the vaccination? I said, no, he died of SIDS. And he said, oh, because this whole area, they had to expand it 3 to 5 times what it was from 1990 to 1995, because they said there was an unexpected death of babies due to a 3-in-1 vaccination. So I turn around and I'm like, gone. Am I crazy? Maybe I'm crazy. I run right to the office. I'm like, hey, listen, there's a groundskeeper. I got to talk to him. He looked like this, that. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. We don't have groundskeepers like that. We have, machines that dig these things up or whatever now. So, but that's just one of the crazy stories where, and also, I also want to tell everybody a real crazy story. So my son that I had after Jonathan passed away, God rest his soul, was Joshua. And only recently did Joshua go and get vaccinated against my will. And I'm not quite sure what kind of leftist mind control my son is under, but I'll tell you what, if he does get sick from this vaccination, somebody is going to pay. And they're not going to pay with money. They're going to pay with what they did to me and my family over these many, many years. See, when my father served in Vietnam and he came home with Agent Orange, I was put through a bunch of spinal tests
right.
when I was younger
right.
because they thought that I might have had spinal meningitis and stuff like that. My older brother, they tested him in spinal tap for Agent Orange because my dad had it.
Right.
And my dad's spine eventually deteriorated it. And my dad, he passed away. So, and I threw his ashes in Coney Island. How about that?
No, it's just, it's insane. Just the number of times that our government has allowed corporations or the military just to literally poison American people is unbelievable. And so I'm amazed by this story. So you're visiting your son's grave after they told you it was SIDS. They told you it was sudden infant death syndrome.
The whole time I was told it was SIDS. And when I tried to get to the bottom of it right from the beginning, I was against him even going for the shot because I said, he's a baby, he's fragile, he's not strong enough, don't do that. Poison drugs to him so much.
Right.
And she said, the doctor said it's okay. And then I go to work, come home, next thing you know, she's like, oh, we went. And then he's feeling a little feverish, maybe a little hot, but then he's all right. And I'm like, whatever. Goes to bed, we wake up, he's not.
It is literally unimaginable, and I know it's not easy to talk about this stuff, but it's important that people know the risks that they're taking when they're taking these experimental shots. And
and that's when I reached out to Alex, and I said, hey, listen, I want to tell people, don't risk, wait, just wait a little bit, just hang out, just wait, give them some time.
Yeah.
A chance. Just give them a chance. Give them a fighting chance.
Right. I mean, and that was back in 1995. I would bet I don't have the exact numbers, but the number of vaccines since then I was born in 89. So the number of vaccines I got when I was a kid is like nothing compared to what kids are foisted on today. I mean, now it's like 18 vaccines in the first 12 months. I mean, it's something unbelievable.
Harrison, I want to tell you, working with the Food Foundation and nonstop, through the whole pandemic, from handing out turkeys with Rowdy Rebel at the Brooklyn Library, downtown Brooklyn, during the height of Thanksgiving, everybody, people that were coming were homeless, sick, snot dripping off their face, no shoes on their feet in the snow, bro. Come on. That person's definitely carrying something, and none of us all got sick, and none of us all died, and we were hand-to-hand with these people, mm-hmm. All right? So, and I'm telling you, I've done numerous ones with Shake the Block. We did a Thanksgiving turkey giveaway as well. We did a clothing drive down at the Brooklyn Armory. We do stuff at Coney Island all the time. We do stuff You just got to reach out. You know, and I'm not even asking for money because we don't need money. We go around the stores that are throwing stuff away, giving stuff away. You know, like I was telling Battle Z, he's got to, you know, run around and try and collect those free gift certificates from all those corporations that have a stipend every month to help out an individual charity that needs to do something good for the society and help people out so people aren't running around trying to kill each other.
Right. It's fulfilling, isn't it? Like, how do you feel after you do this? Because, you know, it's one of the things people...
It's a totally different endorphin than it was when I got stacks of money, I'll tell you that.
Right, right. And it's something that anybody can do, right? Like, you know, people wonder what they can do. Just do something in your own neighborhood. Do something community.
You could smile and wave at a fireman. You can salute a person in military gear if they're not, you know, playing that role like they're not. But... You know, you could do things, little things that mean a lot. You know, believe me, our whole military didn't just turn, I guess, leftist or whatever we're going to call this, globalists or whatever this is. But, I mean, if America starts to be taken over from Canada, from Mexico and China and all of this, who knows? Whatever happened with our truckers thing? Did we even do which?
I don't know. I don't know what happened with that. I think, Australia was really doing it, and it's sort of – It sort of didn't have to happen because the guy came on and said that he was repealing some of the stuff. So I don't know. We'll have to talk to some truckers in Australia about that. I don't know if you've seen this, Clown Car. Maybe you'll have some insight into this. It's a story from Free Beacon. Science. White liberals are more likely to have mental health problems. And it's just horrifying information where you just have this group of people who identify as white and they identify as liberals, and the rate of mental illness in that population is like double any other population.
You could start with who wrote the article. They have mental illness. You could start with the people they're talking about in the article. They have mental illness. I believe, truthfully, honestly, that more than 70% of the population of the world is mentally ill. You literally see somebody in some of these third world countries and the way they're living, if they get bought here, they're going to do anything to take what you got. And people right. don't understand that. Those guys have nothing.
Well, that's what I keep trying to explain, that, you know, they've convinced good people to be weak. And no, we need good, strong people, don't we, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other company I started, Goodfellas. And I started it with Chris Cerone, the kid from the movie, plays the kid Henry in the Goodfellas. And we had Furio from The Sopranos help us support.
Oh, really?
And what we did is we gave out. No, I'm serious. Harrison, there's a whole other level to me that I'll have to explain off the air. But we gave out over 150 hoodies at the Shake the Block event. We gave out a total of like 1,500 hoodies that say Goodfellas for all the people around Brooklyn who were homeless, all the people that were good, all the people that I see walking out of their way to help somebody. I had a trunk full of hoodies ready to give them. And anybody who's wearing a Goodfellow hoodie in Brooklyn, they are good fellow.
That's awesome. You know, I've recently gotten to a kick of watching the YouTube channels of like ex-gangsters like Michael Francis and Sammy the Bull Gravano. Like, and every once in a while they talk about politics.
Never heard of them.
You never heard?
Never heard of them.
They're extremely entertaining guys that were in, you know, the mafia. But they're
okay.
You know, they're totally, you know, kind of dirtbags.
I never heard of that either. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. The La Cosa Nostra, I think, is how we
– it?
It doesn't exist.
What's
it doesn't
about?
Exist. I'm sorry. Our friend group here, our collective organization without a name.
Oh, Friends of Ours.
Yes, the Friends of Ours.
I get you now. Friends of Ours. Gotcha.
You know, didn't they? Well, what is it about mobsters that they all have great politics? They're all like recognized when they're being lied to, don't they?
And it's funny. I made it up the other day as it left my lips, and I said the morality of maniacs. And within the group of maniacs, there is a level of, you know, Catholicism. There is a level of morality, and there is a level of kind of respect. But there's also that level of disrespect where they feel disrespect, where they're going to totally disrespect. You know, that's the funny part about the clown car, is the clown car is basically measured response to reality. So the crazier you see that car, the crazier life is getting.
Fun stuff, man. We're going to have you on again soon. Of course we will. It's Clown Car NYC Food Foundation.
Look at
the BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional functional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.